Hi, I'm Deck Doyle from Top Gear Driving School. That's www.topgeardrivingschool. And as we have announced some time ago, we'll be running a Q&A session. And I'm really pleased and proud to be able to do this because I think it will bring learning to drive into the 21st century by using technology that's there and available, you know what I mean, but primarily to help you to be able to learn, not just under the duress and stress of sitting in a car, but in your own time and in your own space. And the idea of the Q&A session was to get people to ask questions that they're not prepared, or they're not able to do on the lesson, because they're focusing on what they're trying to do, which is control the car. We're going to continue with our Q&A sessions on Sunday evening. And today I have two really interesting questions. The first one is from Paula in Dean's Grange. And Paula asks the question, at what stage of my driving does the stress go out of it? And that's a really good question, Paula, because there is nowhere in the rules of the road, in the theory test, even on the lessons, where they teach you how to take the stress out of it. But if you think about it and ask yourself the question, where does the stress come from? What causes stress? What causes panic? And it's the perceived lack of control. When I'm in control of a situation, I feel good. I'm confident. I'm on top of things. When I'm not in control, then the stress kicks in. Then the panic kicks in. And panic will lead to more stress, which will lead to more panic, which will lead to more stress. Control will lead to confidence, which leads to more control, which leads to more confidence. So there's two sides of the same coin, in effect. And what it makes it a very easy decision for us which one we want to choose, control and confidence. But how do we do that, right? Where does confidence come from? It comes from knowing. I know what I'm talking about. So you think about, what do you work at? You know, what position do you play in the park? If you're in control of your job, if you're in control in the sports field, you feel good. It's when you're not, or you see somebody else who's not. They're given a job that they're not able to do. You know, they're not up for it. They don't understand it. Now they start to panic and they lash out at everybody around them. But if you're in control of a situation, now you feel good. And that's really what we're doing here in Top Gear. We've decided from the very outset that if you understand your car, you'll control your car. And if you understand it, then it will take the stress out of it because your confidence grows. I know what I'm feeling. I know what I'm doing. And that's the most important thing about it, that you feel you're in control, that you feel better about it. There's a couple of things you can do to help yourself to take the stress out of it. We tend to hold on to the steering wheel. That's something stable. I can hold on to that. I can feel it. But that's not what the steering wheel is for. It's not a stabilizer. It's designed to change direction. And if you look at your hands, you'll see I'm gripping it. White knuckles. I move the wheel through my hands. Now, to take a simple exercise, right? Hold the wheel and grip it. Take your right hand and put it under your left arm and you'll see that's all stress, that's all tight. Right? And it goes from your hands up into your arms, shoulders, neck, and all of a sudden. So when I'm under pressure, under stress, that's how it manifests itself physically. But if I move the wheel through my hands, just using the hinges of my wrist, and you'll notice on the steering wheel, there's four lines. There's a 9 at 8 o'clock, or sorry, at 10 o'clock and at 8 o'clock, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And my hands should move between those two lines. So I'm holding the wheel, I'm pushing it with my left, I'm pulling it with my right. I then move my hand down again just with the hinge of my wrist, lift and pull again. Now, take your hand again and put it under the same muscle and you'll see it's relaxed. You've taken all the stress out of it and it makes it so much easier for you. So now you feel back in control. But it's a really good question, Paula, and I think if you try the exercise, you'll see it does work. Okay? Thanks for that. Keep sending them in. They're good questions. Okay, so the second question we have today is, again, it's a really interesting question, you know what I mean? And this lad has given it some thought, you know, he wants to know, you know, what are the questions that are asked on the day of the test? Now, we will be doing podcasts on the test, right? Three different podcasts, in fact, right? One, you know, what is he looking for? What does he want to see on the day of the test? Two, how do I deal with the test? So what do I do on the day? And how do I prepare beforehand? And we'll have three different podcasts dealing with that, you know, on the test, because ultimately that's where we want to get to, right? We want to be able to show a competency in driving. We want to put his mind at ease, that he's not going to release onto the roads a maniac or somebody who's going to cause major havoc. We will be a safe and responsible driver, and we're going to demonstrate that to him. And we will have, as I say, three podcasts to deal with that. But the question here today is, you know, the questions that he's asking, and why are they important? And if you think about it, they're really important, right? Before you go out onto the road at all, you arrive at the test centre, in you go, he'll call you to into the office, and he'll start taking details about the car, your insurance, you know, ask questions about these things. And then he'll ask you questions on the rules of the road. What does this mean? What does that mean? What is that sign telling you? And the funny thing is, it is a test. He's testing. He wants to see, do you understand the rules of the road? And so many people fall down this. This really annoys me when somebody comes back and I see they got a rules check, grade 2. If you don't know the rules of the road, why are you here? Why are you on the test? If you walked out onto a football pitch in the middle of the pitch and you picked the ball up, you don't know the rules of the game. But you're dealing with a killing machine here. So you must understand the rules of the road and give it the respect it deserves. Go and learn them, not for the test, for yourself. You should know these things. What does that sign mean? I've said all along, what do I see? What does it mean? How do I deal with it? If you don't know what a stop sign means, you're a danger on the road. So make sure you do. But equally important, this is his first impression of you. You've just walked into the room. He knows nothing about you. He looks at your license. Yeah, it's in date. He looks at the booking. He says you've done your 12 lessons. That's the summation of his knowledge of you. And you walk in and you don't know the rules of the road. He's thinking, his first impression is hugely important from your perspective. So make sure you know the basic rules of the road. Now, the second question that's going to come up, right? So at that point, you've done your, you've answered your questions in the office, and he brings you out and he asks you to open the bonnet. Now, I'm not a mechanic. I don't want to be a mechanic, but I should know the basics. Where does the oil go? It's the one with the oil can on it. And just point it out. Keep your answer simple. That's where the oil goes. Where is your brake fluid? Your brake fluid is usually tucked in closest to the steering column. It's a small container. How do you know when to top it up? There's a minimum and max on it. You'll get a red light on your dashboard. And the brakes will be spongy. The brake fluid doesn't work the brakes. It works the hydraulic system that works the brakes. So your brakes will continue to work, but they will be spongy. And keep your answer simple. There's a red light, minimum and max. Brakes are spongy. People talk too much and they talk themselves into trouble. Keep your answers short, succinct and to the point. Answer the question. Okay? The next question then is hand signals. And people give out about hand signals. Why is he asking me this? Haven't I got the indicators? Why would he put these questions to me? It's on the test. What you think about it is irrelevant. It's on the test. So know the answers. It's very simple. There's only five. Turning right is the same whether it's a guard or if it's the car behind you. You're going straight. It's the only time you use your left hand. Okay? But make sure you know them, because you know you're going to be asked them. In every test centre throughout Ireland, on every test, they're asked. What you think, whether they're right or wrong, is irrelevant. They're there. So make sure you know them. And then finally, he'll ask you about the secondary controls of your car. And again, you've got to know these guys. this is really simple. You have to understand that you must know them. If it's pouring rain and you don't know how to put on your wipers, you're in danger on the road. If you're driving with your fog lights on, you're blinding people. You have your high beams on, you're blinding people. You must know your car. You must know the secondary controls of the car. You will demonstrate your understanding and how to use the primary controls on the actual drive. But before you move off, he wants to see, do you know your secondary controls? Where are your lights? Where's your rear window demystifier? Right? If you're coming out in a February morning when there's frost in the window and you don't know how to put on your rear window demystifier. Now, you could sit there till 12 o'clock and let the sun do its thing, or you could demonstrate, I know where it is, put it on, it clears my windows and I'm gone in 5 minutes. Or you could drive without being able to see out the back window. That's not safe. That's dangerous. Okay, these are really good questions, but they come up time and time again, and it's the one thing that really annoys me when I see somebody coming back from the test and they have marks for hand signals, they have marks for secondary controls, they have marks for vehicle check. This is over to you. Your instructor can do nothing about this. You have to take responsibility for this, and you need to make sure that you know them and that you demonstrate that you know them. Okay, we're going to call it that. We'll see you next Sunday with more questions. Keep them coming in. And thank you for taking your time and listening. It's Deck Doyle, Top Gear Driving School.